most people shouldn't be out first. It's going to take longer than you think it's going to take. It's going to cost more money than you want. It's going to be more painful than you thought. And that's just the reality. So if you're still signing up for that, then let's keep going. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kame, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag Winning Guys. And you know, I mean, you guys know me, you guys have seen this stuff. I've talked about this, but like the reality is someone recently asked me on a podcast, like, do you think entrepreneurs are born? And I wanted to give a little bit of thought actually, after that podcast, you know, now that I thought about this a little bit more, the reality is I actually think a lot of us, and I don't know if it's all of us or some of us, but I think percentage-wise, a larger percentage of us are born entrepreneurially, and then that's beaten out of us by the system, by fear, by our parents, by fitting into the box over time as we grow up. Because I think when you look at a lot of kids, they're very spirited. They're very, you know, they want to try things, right? They have these crazy ideas. And then, you know, parents are like, that's not a good idea. And then you go to this school system that trains you to become a fucking robot so you can work in a factory. Like the whole school system was built on an archaic Belgian premise for factory work. Like that's like way back in the 1900s. And so when you take someone who naturally has a bit more of a self-starter type of endeavor in life, and you beat that out of them, that's why a lot of people don't have what it takes to run a successful business. So I don't know if we're born with it or if we develop it, but I certainly do believe, and this is my personal belief, that more of us lose and are kind of like beaten out over time from the stuff I just mentioned, this natural entrepreneurial spirit that I think more of us have when we're very, very young. So with that said, you really have to, I try to be as honest as possible in all of the stuff I put out there for you guys, because I want you to understand like the truth of what it takes, you know, and recently I've been doing a lot of thinking about what I'm seeing online, what I'm seeing in the market. I was having a conversation with some good friends the other week. We're part of a small mastermind that we put together. We've known each other for 10 plus years, and you know, talked about like some of the changes we're seeing in the space and all this. And I think we're all on the same page. Like we're seeing a lot of skepticism. We're seeing more mistrust, especially since COVID than before. You're seeing a lot of offers on the marketplace that are very unicorns and rainbows and pots of gold, promising you overnight riches, or you don't pay, or we keep working with you for free until you do, like, you know, that type of stuff. And I think it's very, very dangerous to see what's happening in the marketplace, because two things were happening. Number one is it's creating a sense of entitlement amongst entrepreneurs. Oh, like you, I don't have to do shit. You're going to just give me clients or I don't pay anything. That's amazing. So I think that's a problem. And then when they get into the reality of what it takes to actually win in business, they're like, well, fuck, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. This is a scam. I got burned. Yeah, I don't know if you got burned, right? Like you got, you know, misled perhaps. And then the second thing is you have all of these marketing companies, these business mentors, whatever, they're all making the same promises, the same claims, and it's just exhausting. So it's, you have, I think, creating a sense of entitlement amongst the marketplace of people looking for coaching. And then amongst a lot of the providers of this coaching, I'm talking specifically around business mentorship here, everyone sounds the same, right? Everyone sounds the same. So who do you believe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my whole premise is I believe, and I've always held this to be true, is that transparency and believability in marketing is everything. And if I'm being honest with you, I don't think I've done the best job possible over the past years, because you also have to find the balance of making an attractive offer that people actually want, right? So, hey, we'll fill your calendar with clients or you don't pay a single penny is a more attractive offer than, well, I can't guarantee your results. It's going to be hard. You got to do the work. And if you don't get results, it's on you. Like, it's kind of the opposite side of the spectrum. Everyone wants something for nothing. It's why the lottery is so huge. It's why people continue to go to Vegas. They want to, you know, play in the friggin' slot machines and hope to hit the jackpot while they sit on their ass, have a cigarette, drink beer, and pack on the weight. That's just the human condition. But this series is not called hashtag entitlement. It's called hashtag winning. And this is only for you. Like if you're watching this, when you've been watching me for a while and are listening to me, you know this is a no fluff. This is no fluff, right? I'm not here to bullshit you. Like, entrepreneurship is hard. There are like, it's most people don't understand how hard it's going to be, and they don't have the resilience to keep going when it gets tough. Like, they think it's going to be easy. They think it's going to be, you know, I don't know. And I think part of the problem is because you see all this marketing online of like all these promises, and it's like, oh, it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be harder than you think. It's going to cost you more money than you want to pay. And it's going to take a tremendous amount of sweat equity, right? And that's, and you know, I'm not a huge fan of grind, but you have to put in effort. There is no replacement for that. There is no world in which I've met anyone who's been successful in a year, in 6 months. And those people you see crush it in a year, guess what? You don't see the backstory. You don't see the several years that led up to that point where they developed either selling skills or messaging or marketing or just entrepreneurial mindset in general to get to the point where they finally had their breakthrough. So if you're not built to handle that, you might be better off working for someone who does. And that's totally fine. Like, you can be an intrapreneur within a company. That's totally cool. But if you want to run your own show, and I see stuff like this all the time where someone doesn't have their own business credit card, I'm like, how do you consider yourself a business owner and you don't have your own business credit card? Oh, I don't believe in debt. Well, fuck off. You're like, welcome to the world of business. Like, you don't believe in debt? Good luck with that. You don't believe in using a credit card to pay for services like Facebook ads? No, I'm going to build my whole thing for free. Cool. When you want to set up your website, because that's a great use of your time on Wix or anything else, how are you paying them? With carrier pigeons sending money to them? No, you're using a credit card and you're paying 20, 30, 15 bucks a month. Welcome to the reality of business. If you built a gym or if you built a clinic, you would be forking out tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars upfront or per month in overhead, in space, lease, office equipment, people. And then you come online, you're like, oh, I'm just going to build this all for free. It's crazy, right? So I don't think most, like, if I'm being honest with you, I don't think most people are cut out to be successful in business. And it's not that I don't think it. I've seen it statistically. And the reality is 95% of businesses fail in 5 years. So it's not like I'm making this up. Like, these are the facts. Why does that happen? It happens because it's hard. And anything hard is worthwhile, and it's not easy. If it was easy, it wouldn't be worthwhile. If it were easy, more people would succeed. And it doesn't mean that any of this is a scam or, you know, a pyramid scheme or anything. It's just people do not have what it takes to win. They don't have what it takes to win. And I actually want to share something with you if I can find this. Actually, I should have brought this up earlier. To give you a general mindset of like how people, you know, in some cases tend to think about things and the reason why they continue to struggle. Quick little break in the show for you. Are you in our Healthpreneur Hub Facebook group? If not, I want to hook you up. I share some amazing resources in there, including free reports, videos, trainings, obviously more connection to me. And we have thousands of other health professionals and coaches who are in that group actively seeking to grow their business online. If you'd like to join us, let me hook you up with a link. It's healthpreneurgroup.com/hub. That's /HUB. Once again, that's healthpreneurgroup.com/hub. Go there now, join the group. And when you're in there, just drop me a little note to welcome yourself. Let us know what you're up to. And I look forward to seeing you inside, connecting with you a little more personally. And once again, that's healthpreneurgroup.com/hub. Now let's get back to the show. So I came across this post by Tony Robbins, and it was something along the lines of like, they're offering a free coaching session, right? So then it was very interesting to see what people had left as comments in the thread. This is on LinkedIn, okay? So on a fairly professional network. I can't find the post, whatever. So you have all these people that are like, oh, pyramid scheme, right? Tony Robbins, who's been around for what, 40, 50 years, helping people, millions, tens of millions of people, pyramid scheme, right? Scam artist. And then so much skepticism around, oh, it's not really a free coaching call. They're just looking to high pressure you to, you know, to buying something afterwards, which is probably true, right? And this is the zeitgeist, right? This is the zeitgeist that I'm noticing now. Is that a lot of people are aware of what's going on. And it doesn't mean that Tony's not a good person. It doesn't mean that his company is not a good company, right? Fundamentally changed my life when I got into this personal development stuff in my 20s. But when I see comments like that, I know right away that these people are struggling in business because no one who is further along is ever putting anyone down. It's always coming from the bottom. And it's one of the easiest ways to tell where people are at in their journey is like, how much smack are they talking about other people? Are they putting them down? Are they criticizing them? Are they saying it's a scam? Are they calling them whatever it is? Because those are the people who are not doing shit. They're not doing anything. And they have this really weird resistance to other people who are selling themselves and trying to help other people. And the very fact that someone's offering a free session with probably the intention of building a relationship and seeing if that relationship will turn into a monetary exchange, which is totally fine. That's the way the world works. The very fact that they have a problem with that, I have no doubts in my mind that they are struggling in business, because that's a fucked up mindset. If you think that you can call that out on other people, and then you, in your own coaching business or service business or whatever you're providing, are not doing the same, then you're not going to do very well in business. Like, if you have a fundamental issue with someone charging money in exchange for value, then why on earth would you do that yourself? And if you can't do that yourself, then guess what? You're not going to be in business very long. So entrepreneurship isn't easy. You have to get good at a lot of things. You have to have singularity of focus. You need to be disciplined. You need to be resilient. You have to be committed. You have to have integrity. You have to do things when everyone else is telling you it can't work. And my encouragement to you is just be real with yourself. Do I have what it takes to make this work? And if you don't think you do, then I want you to think of the reasons why you started. Because for me, I would rather poke my eyes out then work for someone else who tells me exactly how I have to do things and where my ceiling of income is limited. If I knew with every waking moment that the most I could make in a year was $40,000, $60,000, $100,000, $200,000, no matter what I put into this, I would absolutely call it a day. Now, maybe that's a bit extreme. I would not be okay with that. If our current business fell to the ashes and I'm like, I had to go work for someone else, I swear to God, I would rather set up a hot dog stand and start my own thing. Because that's, for me, I understand the pros and cons. I understand that for all of the uncertainty that comes with having a business, the reward is so for me at least, the reward outweighs that to such a level that I would never consider working for someone. And again, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people that want to work for others. Obviously, we have a team of people that work for me and I love them. They're amazing, right? You can't build a business without those people. But I'm saying for me, you as an entrepreneur, if you are like, well, you know, I'll see if this thing works out and if it doesn't, I'll go get a job. No. Like, it's got to be this or nothing, because it's too easy to give up. It's too hard. It's too hard to do this. And you have to be so committed. As Jim Rohn says, like, everything starts with reasons. You have to have compelling reasons why you're doing this. What are my reasons? To be honest, it really doesn't have a lot to do with money. I mean, initially it does, right? If you think of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we all start with like, shit, I gotta like basic necessities, food, shelter, you know, then it gets into like belonging, purpose, stuff like that. And so the more money you make, the less it becomes about the money and more about self-actualization. And I've talked about this before. This is why winners keep winning. They keep playing. They don't care about the money. They figured that the base of the pyramid's good. They want to be the best they can be. It's the self-actualization. It's nothing about the money at this point. So yeah, the money initially, that's cool if it's a driver for you. If you got to find a way to pay the bills and get out of a current financial situation, totally cool. Use that to drive you. Over time, that's going to change, right? And it depends on the choices you make. Maybe money comes back into the equation as you grow and as you make certain decisions or investments where you're like, shit, now I got to make more, you know, a lot more money than I thought. But ultimately, you want to be doing something that you love to do. And it's not because of the money you make. I mean, it's probably because of the impact you make on your clients' lives, because of the fact that you're able to express your creativity. Like, for me, that's a big thing, being able to express myself, like doing videos like this. If someone said, hey, you can no longer do videos like this, I'd be like, fuck you, right? I want to be able to express myself. I want to be able to share what I think is interesting, okay? And so you got to just find your reasons why, because when you have enough reasons why, you'll just keep going. You'll just keep running through walls. Because I promise you, it's like walls popping up every day. So you try something, it fails. This gets fucked up. This doesn't work. That, you know, another failure, another mistake, another learning. It's nonstop. You have to be resilient to keep going. And some people just don't have that. I believe it can be built, developed, grown. But the only way it can is if you keep going. It's the same with anything, right? You don't get stronger muscles by working at once, getting sore and then stopping. You work out, you get sore, and you're like, shit, what the hell is this all about? You give it a couple of days, you do it again, you get a bit stronger, the soreness goes away, you don't get sore as much anymore. And that's how you continue to grow and grow and grow and get stronger. It's the same, like your body and business. Like there's so many good analogies and parallels between your body and your business, right? So anytime you're stuck, just ask yourself, like, how would this apply to my body, right? If I gave up when the going gets tough, am I just going to become a fat slob? That because that, like, if you choose not to keep building your business, you're choosing to become a fat slob metaphorically in business, right? We don't want to do that. So anyways, I'm going to just stop it at that. I just want to give you what I believe the truth around entrepreneurship is, the fact that it's hard as hell, but it's worth it 1,000,000%. And honestly, like, all it takes is you just keep playing the game. You keep going. You never stop. Because if you never stop, you can never fail. Because you're either learning or you're earning. It's always working. It's either working for you or it's working on you. But either way, it's working. And the goal is to be able to see that, as opposed to saying, this isn't working. This stuff doesn't, like, no, it's always working. But are you conscious enough to understand that you may not be who you need to be yet in order to have what you want? But you will be if you keep working at it, because all business growth follows personal growth. Got that? So thanks for hanging out. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to The Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.